All right, y'all, make some noise, Josh Bowe! Number 57 in the house. Hey, Josh, congratulations on a tough, hard-fought victory over a divisional opponent. It's never easy, but you got the W.
Yep. Yeah, it's always tough when you play a division opponent. No matter the record, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's going to be a really tough match, and we knew what it was going to come down to playing against them, but obviously we knew we could execute it better on both sides of the ball. But at the end of the day, we take the W any way we can in this league.
I tell you, everybody, like Jared Johnson's like, man, Josh Bynes is a great guy. I got to play with him for a time, and everybody's just excited that you're back here, and you've really picked things up. And, man, if you had looked at the roster from opening day to now, there's a lot of turnover or change. L.J. Fort, you, Jihad Ward, Chuck Clark is now starting. Deshaun went down. So, I mean, that's just the nature of the business. But what a credit to you that you kept yourself in not just good shape but football shape and came in and making plays. Interception on the second possession last week, and you tipped the pass that Marlon Humphrey was able to squeeze this week. So you're making plays, making an impact. It's got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels good. I'm really humble, I guess, person. My wife and my friends say I don't never.
You don't like to hear all this.
I'm just always looking to get better. You know,
yeah.
This is how I am.
Sorry,
it's just how I am. I'm always looking the ways to improve the things that you know it pisses me off during the game. I'm like, I'm better than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I am, and I'm always seeing room for improvement. So I appreciate all the good things and things that, you know, of course you take notice of those things yourself, but I'm always looking at those negative things, the things I can know for a fact and get better at, so I can take that to the next week and make that one thing I got to get better during a week of practice.
So you won, but so you said it wasn't the way that you wanted, or people
they dominated
were saying,
the game, but only won by six. And for a fan, it's a roller coaster. It's tough, but
so my question is, do you still feel good about it, or are you just
don't give me
opportunity?
It's like yay, we won.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
we left players out there. I feel like, you know, on both sides of the ball, No, we could have been better, and I'm pretty sure even on special teams, I'm pretty sure those guys would say the same thing. They definitely could have been better, and we could have had, you know, a lot of – the outcome of the game could have been a lot better than what it was. But obviously, in this league, the W is a W.
Mm-hmm.
But that leads to the other parts we're talking about is improving, because those things that we improve on and the things that we know we can separate ourselves from other teams, and especially the game we felt like we should have been a separation of scores, shouldn't have came down to that. In the end, that's the thing that's going to make us become that team at the end of the season. And December and January, playing in the playoffs.
Right.
We're joined by number 57, Josh Bynes. I thought it was funny. And people that may not have heard, go ahead, girl, give it up. Yeah, that's right.
I'm so excited.
Hey, Lamar Jackson, record-setting performance yesterday.
Yeah.
250 yards passing, or 252 or something, and over 150 yards rushing. And you just don't see that.
No.
What are you seeing on the sideline?
Him making magic happen, really. Because
mm-hmm.
It's like plays break down, and you're like, oh my gosh, he's going to get – oh my gosh, he got first down.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's nerve-wracking. But at the same time, it's like, you know, he's special. He just have that gifted ability to make things happen regardless. And that's what you love about a quarterback, even great quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, all those guys. Maybe not with their legs per se, but to make things happen in the crucial moments of the game when you need to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's displaying at such a young age. And as time get on, he's going to do nothing but continue to improve.
You ever thought about going to the booth after you're done? I mean, that could be a possibility for you.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
You break it down real good.
I appreciate that, but you know, playing ball now, but I'm definitely not opposed to it at all.
Isn't it crazy?
Nice.
All these fans. 3 weeks ago, you weren't thinking about this,
no.
And now they're all lining up to take pictures with
right.
you.
Yeah.
Baltimore loves production, and you're producing, and the team's 4-2, coming into the rough patch of the season, though.
Yeah,
Seattle, New England, Houston look good.
It's going to be tough these next semi games. Honestly, all I know is we have Seattle next. I can't really, you know. That's
a
just,
lot of players.
I don't even know who we have after Seattle right now.
Yeah.
But Seattle's going to be tough, and I played them twice a year for the last 2 years in Arizona. And in Detroit, I played them at least two or three times as well. So I played there a good bit of Seattle, so. Definitely, you know, give guys heads up and things I, you know, kind of remember playing against them. And because Seattle's a team, especially when you got Russell Wilson, that quarterback.
Is there anything other teams do that the Ravens don't do that you think they might incorporate, or, you know, what makes the Ravens different than other teams? Because it seems like guys come back, they want to retire here, or guys come back like you and want to play here. Have you seen things that other teams do that are good and you think the Ravens could incorporate?
I think every team has their thing that works for them. You know what I mean? Obviously, other teams want to take things. Like when I was in Detroit, they took the Dan Quinn from the New England, so they wanted to bring New England thing to the Patriots. So obviously, they got Patricia.
Yep.
So, you know, that's how it happened. I wouldn't be surprised in Miami if they're doing the same thing. You
New
know,
England.
Stuff things like that works for that organization. But at the same time, I think it just starts from the top down. With organization, with Bashadi all the way down, with Ozzy.
And the Ravens
and
have their own way. The Ravens,
yeah,
you know, play like a Raven.
Exactly. And it just trickles down all the way down. And the standard that they're set here, and it's not going to change no matter who's in charge or what's going on, because Ravens built this organization, and it's just going things that's going to be a value to them. And honestly, you can't take that and replicate that at another team. That's just kind of impossible to happen. You could try, but at the end of the day, that's like replicating what's the culture of the Patriots? Lord Jesus, I can't remember thinking his name right now.
Oh, you're talking about
Belichick.
Belichick.
I mean,
you can't replicate
Belichick.
Belichick
is a great coach for a reason. He's won Super Bowls, things like that, but
Harbaugh's got his thing. Yeah, everybody's
you
got
know,
their
everybody
thing.
Has their thing.
Sure.
You can't just try to, you know, copy that and paste it.
I totally feel you. Hey, well, listen, you need to get after Danger Russ Wilson and Chris Carson and put those guys on their back and come back from the Pacific Northwest with a victory.
Yes, of course. That's what it's all about.
Stacking wins, man. Give it up for number 57, Josh Bynes.